Good morning, Dean.
Good morning.
That's Farmer Dean Stockwell, delivering produce to the North Country Marketplace and Salvage in Colebrook. Stockwell is one of a dozen or so local farmers who bring produce and other goods to Beverly White's store. White rents them space. Then she handles the sales and puts the money aside until they come back. Unlike a farmer's market that operates a few hours once a week, White's store is open 5 days a week, year-round. Indeed, the shelves and refrigerators are filled with produce, fruit, eggs, cakes, cookies, and jam, all provided by local farms.
So we have Hurley's Honey on Carlton Hill Road here in Colebrook. This is one of our neighbors. They do raw honey. They sell that like crazy. It flies off the shelf, and they do vegetables galore.
It's a collection of the foods that would normally be sold at farm stands scattered around the countryside. But in the North Country, and some other parts of the state, farms are tucked away on roads where there isn't much traffic. That makes a classic farm stand impractical.
I'm not on Route 3. I don't have a farm stand on the road, as some other farmers do.
That's Kitty Kerner of Wintergreen Farms and Aquaponics in North Stratford.
So we're really happy that the marketplace and salvage is here for us that are a bit more off the beaten track, to have a central place to bring our produce to and sell it fresh as if it was our farm stand.
But state health officials don't see White's store as a farm stand.
We have some questions about when a number of farm stands are brought together and put in one location.
That's Michael Dumond. He heads up the state's Bureau of Public Health Protection.
And if that location is open 5 to 6 days a week, from our perspective, that becomes a retail store.
And that means a lot of requirements.
Water, sanitation for food contact equipment, water system documentation.
As White and her farmers see it, they're not selling anything that consumers couldn't buy at a standalone farm stand. For example, raw or unpasteurized milk can be sold at a standalone farm stand, but not at White's store. State officials say the idea is that consumers at a classic farm stand know they're not buying at a store, and they can judge for themselves whether to trust the farmer. Rebecca Brown is a Democratic state representative from Sugar Hill who supports what White is trying to do.
I'm not sure there's any magic to relying on the consumer to make a judgment about whether milk or meat is properly handled.
It's also possible to sell homemade cookies at a farm stand, but selling those cookies at White's store requires the farmer to spend $150 for a state license and have a kitchen inspection. So White says to help consumers and farmers, she thinks there needs to be a change.
What we need is for this business model to be recognized as something more of a farm stand rather than a retail.
Earlier this year, Representative Larry Rappaport, a Republican from Colebrook, introduced House Bill 1382. It's an attempt to redefine farm stand and make operations such as White's possible without a retail label. The House's Environment and Agriculture Committee has been trying to refine the proposal. Representative Tara Saad, a Democrat from Walpole, is the committee's chair.
So what we're trying to do here is to somehow accommodate the farmers in the North Country and other places in the state, because if this goes into law, it will not just be for that one particular model, it will be for everyone in the state.
Lawmakers will likely consider a proposal aiming to fit that bill when they return to Concord this winter. For NHPR, this is Chris Jensen.